My guest is on the live line, and his name is Avi Davis, president of the American Freedom Alliance, editor of The Immediate Zone, which has appeared in papers such as the Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, Philadelphia Inquirer, The Australian, and regularly in The American Thinker. And Avi Davis, thank you so much. It is so nice to meet you and talk to you today. How are you?
I'm Terry Perry. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, I wanted to ask you, how did your organization receive Netanyahu's and yourself, his invitation, number one, to speak before Congress 2 weeks before an election in Israel, and exactly what he says? Where were you? Did Bibi, as he is affectionately called, or maybe not, did Netanyahu make a good case, and was it worth bringing to the American people by way of the Joint Congress?
I thought he made an excellent case. It was a commanding speech, and I thought that he clearly outlined the issues related to Iran, how it cannot be trusted for any particular agreement, that its enrichment of uranium and the potential for creating a nuclear weapon brings destabilization not just to the Middle East and doesn't just threaten the United States, but threatens the entire Western world. And therefore, I thought that the timing was absolutely necessary because his election is taking place on the 17th of March, and John Kerry has called for a deadline of March 30th that gave him very little time in which to have any kind of impact upon these talks. The other thing, of course, is that it is Israel that has been singularly isolated by the Iranian regime as a target. The Iranian rulers for the last 36 years have called for the annihilation of Israel. And therefore, the Israelis have the most to lose in an agreement, in a bad deal, as Netanyahu called it. Therefore, they felt it incumbent upon themselves to bring to the attention of the world the issues that Netanyahu raised in his address to Congress, in the hopes that it will influence negotiations.
All right, so this is the other question, because some people saw his visit as very polarizing. And so to the fact that right now in the midst of this address to the American people at AIPAC and also to Congress, in the midst of that, you have the president of the United States, who is the commander in chief, has his secretary of state, John Kerry, working with other nations, trying diplomacy instead of of this complete sanctions, this very hard, this very tough discussion, about the evils of Iran. And I get all of that. We know who Iran is. But what is wrong with giving diplomacy a voice?
Nothing wrong with diplomacy. Of course, I think that that Israel itself would prefer diplomacy. Uh-huh. But Iran has... this has been going on for 18 months, if not longer. Since Obama's come into office, he's been pledging that Iran won't have the capacity to build an atomic weapon or have a nuclear arm capacity. And we've seen the can being kicked down the road, as Netanyahu said yesterday, continuously. And I think that the Israelis have had enough. They're becoming extremely impatient and nervous. And you have to remember another thing, Perry, that the memory is long for the Israelis. And they remember back to a number of different things. First of all, to September 1938, when Britain, France, Italy...
Well, hold on just a second. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hold on, Avi. I'm sorry. I need to take this hard break. We'll come back and we'll start at 1939. 10:49 on the Talk in Chicago. We're talking to Avi Davis. He is president of the American Freedom Alliance, and he is the editor of Intermediate Zone. So we will continue with our conversation right after this. All right, it's 10:53 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Don't forget to go to WVON.com and participate in the Daily Listener Poll. And look at all of our latest videos. The poll question today, list released of America's top scams. Have you ever been a victim of a scam? Joining us on the live line is Avi Davis. Avi is the president of the American Freedom Alliance and editor of the Intermediate Zone. And before we went to the break, I was asking him, you know, while the United States is trying to broker a deal with some other states that they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with Iran and keep the nuclear weapons out of the hands of the Iranians. Avi Davis is joining us, and he's saying why diplomacy might not work and where they're, you know, what they remember. And there he was giving us a history lesson back to 1939. So please, Avi, continue.
Actually, it's back to 1938 and the Munich Agreement between the four powers, France, Britain, Germany, and Italy, in which Czechoslovakia was basically sacrificed. It wasn't invited to participate in the talks. It was just handed a fait accompli in which it was forced to give up a sizable chunk of its own territory and dismantle its own defences. And the Israelis, I think, feel very much in a very similar situation. They're not invited to these talks. They don't know what's going on. It's all in camera. They're secret behind closed doors, and they don't know what's going on. They're a little worried that they're going to be presented with a fait accompli in a similar way. And they're not very sanguine about guarantees either from the international community. They know, they've seen in 1967, the international community guaranteed their border. There was an international force, a UN force, on the border with Israel and Egypt. Egypt demanded that they be removed. USANT, the Secretary General, removed them. And the Six-Day War broke out. Israel won that war only because it took preemptive action. And they remember this. Now, Israel's also taken preemptive action against Iraq when it decided to build a nuclear reactor in the 1980s, as well as Syria in this century. So the Israelis aren't bluffing when they say, listen, we're going to take a stand. If we're alone, we're alone, and we'll do what we need to do. And this has put a lot of pressure, I think, on the P5 plus one negotiations in Geneva, because they understand the Israelis are serious, and they need to come up with it. And to get back to your original question, uh-huh. You know, why was it necessary, you know, to make this speech at this time? It is because of the press of circumstances. Israel must get its voice heard because it has the most to lose. And it is not party to the discussions, and it remembers what that could mean.
You know, the only thing is that it's just, on a personal level, I just saw it so disrespectful. I mean, just, it's okay that, you know, it was legal for Mr. Boehner to do this. But just because you can do something doesn't mean that you necessarily should do it. And, you know, it was just disrespectful to this president, in my opinion, and to his office. You know, I was sitting there and I was watching it while I was on the air yesterday, catching parts of it. And, of course, I mean, you want to make the case for the Israeli people. But it's 2015. You know, I think from all of those terrible lessons that we had to learn the hard way about, you know, what's going on in the Middle East, everybody recognizes that the Middle East is a powder keg and that it is dependent. The world community is dependent on the oil in that region of the world. I just think that based on economics and the fear of, you know, of these crazy fundamentalist type of individuals, maybe in the Middle East. Yes, I can't imagine the world community ever letting something like that happen. I just don't.
Well, Perry, with all respect, I do believe that the whole protocol issue is a red herring.
Uh-huh.
The fact is that the Prime Minister of Israel had spoken twice before a joint sitting of Congress. The Obama administration never indicated its displeasure with that idea. In fact, Joe Biden.
But he wasn't consulted. But he was consulted in that time, in those other instances. He was not consulted. It was an invitation given to the prime minister without going through the White House. The protocol was awful. But Avi, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I hope that I can call on you again. And we have these kind of, I have these kind of conversations because I do like to hear both sides. So, Avi, thank you so much for joining us.